Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, the Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris...
Life
finds a way. Na, 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 na. So...
That too.
Chris, you will now be seen by the Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Illuminati. Lama Lama. M. Night Shyamalan. Oh man. So yes,
I
you
had so many things to say about this movie.
You had a lot of things. Mainly, well, let's. Do you want to start from the beginning? Do you want to start from the beginning, or do you want to straight to the Illuminati?
We can start from the beginning. We'll just walk our way through the movie.
All right, bet. So. Defender Strange went out like a bitch.
Did he really, though?
He was ready to steal her power, what if style. What if style. Like, just be like, you know what? This ain't working. Yeah, just go ahead and give me that. And that created the whole, like, oh, I gotta do better than my other universe selves. Because the other universe Doctor Strange's were terrible, apparently.
We only got to see two of them.
We saw Defender Strange, who turned into a zombie.
Oh, three of them. Defender Strange, Illuminati Strange,
and then
the Dark Strange.
Dark Strange with the eye that they had the, you know, Eminem rap battle with. It was literally the Super Bowl promo where two Eminems were on the other side of the rooms shooting notes at each other.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, where have I seen this before? And I was like, that's Eminem.
Pilgrim.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim. Yeah, very much so. But that created the whole, like, dynamic of, like, okay, will our Doctor Strange make the right choice?
Here's my thing. So this is my first problem, okay? They didn't know it was Wanda at the time, but... they definitely couldn't handle the demon that they sent after, which looked like the bands of Sidorak just alive.
Throwing
it was weird.
Out there. Yeah.
But either way.
I was like, damn, I didn't know I was watching The Mummy Returns.
But if Doctor Strange couldn't handle it enough to give America Chavez a running start to get away.
Right.
And then he steals her power. It's just going to come after him.
Yeah.
Like, you think you really gonna do better when it's just you and you don't have help?
See, the thing is, I don't know if Wanda wanted Doctor Strange, because we later find out that Wanda was the one that sent that monster.
Yeah, but I mean, she wanted the power. She didn't want America Chavez. She wanted her power. That's all she wanted. Was to take her power from her. Now, it was gonna kill her, and she didn't really care too much either way about that. I mean, I get it. People don't care about killing a stranger. This chick's from a whole other universe. Like,
yeah, you ain't in my universe. I don't give a damn.
Exactly. But, like, I don't know. That made it scary. Like, there's a lot of little notes like that in the movie that hint at our 616 Doctor Strange. He's treading some dangerous waters. Like,
what if he stops dreaming? Because America Chavez said, I don't dream.
And that means that
she's the only one.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, let me throw this at you. Who else had a dream sequence full of PTSD? Shut up. Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Well, yeah. But Tony we didn't see him, but we did see the Ultron bot. So he clearly was a part of that universe.
I mean, Iron Man was not there at the Battle of Thanos. It was just the Illuminati. They didn't. It was Reed Richards, Monica Rambeau. Was it Monica or her mom? Or is Monica?
Monica's the mom.
Monica. Okay, it was Monica
Maria
Rambeau.
Maria is the younger one.
Maria. Right? Maria. Photon. I guess she went on the trip instead of What's-Her-Face and got blown up by
now,
the Tesseract.
Now, considering all their power sets and how you saw Thanos on Titan, Peggy Carter killed Thanos.
Yeah. It had to be Peggy.
Like, who else would have stabbed him with a sword like that? With his own sword.
You had his own sword? It had to be Peggy.
Broken in half. I think a strategic strike from the shield could break the sword the same way Thanos broke the shield.
Yeah.
So like,
easily.
I think
like I wish they had like mapped out. I was like, hey, can we see that fight? Yeah, like, hey, yo.
It was, and then after it was all done, Professor X rolled out in the chair. I'm going to tell you the truth.
But no, and like Black Bolt destroying that Doctor Strange, saying, I'm sorry, whispering, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true to the
Imagine
comics.
Imagine if he yelled.
That's true to the comics.
Yeah.
Anything above a whisper destroys a city.
Easily. God.
Like, yeah. That's true to the comics. Like, he's a monster until World War Hulk. And
yeah. And then the Hulk don't give a damn about how loud you yell.
Hulk kind of made what Wanda did look like nothing.
You're right. But, yeah, let's... But then,
so we moving along.
Moving along, like Wanda, you know, Doctor Strange was like, "Hey, I need your help." And then turns out Wanda was she got caught in her own lie when she said, "Yeah, send America to me." And Doctor Strange was like, oh, "I'm sorry, what?"
Doctor Strange is like, I like the way he moves. He pulled a little bit of Loki move in that conversation. You paid attention because it's like, it even smells real. Let her know. Bitch, I know this ain't real. It's like, I put my magic behind me. He's like,
I see the runes over there.
He is the master of the mystic art. You thought you were going to fool him? Like,
but no. I mean, she tried. She tried.
She got what she needed out of it.
She got information.
Dumbass
she did.
Told her where America was.
Yeah, and then she rolled up. What was it? The
Carmitage.
She rolled up on the Carmitage like it was nothing. And then she pulled a damn Aaron Yeager when she went into the mine and was like, hey, nah, dog. Hey, yo, run. Break this formation for me. And he did it. He did it. He ran away. He, like,
knocked a few people down on the way.
Just broke the formation. And then Scarlet was like, yeah. Oh, this is the mirror dimension? Nah, I'm gonna pull some horror movie shit and just walk through it anyway. Like, cover the reflections. And then America Chavez was like, maybe I can. Okay, we got all of them covered. Let me just look through this one. Oh no. Like, just cover them up. Well, damn.
They had to build it like a horror movie. You know, it's always that W in a horror movie.
And it was America. It was America until the end of the movie. We'll get to that. But
you're
like,
saying America's dumb. Oh man, I couldn't resist. Yeah, there's a lot of jokes in there.
There's
we're
a
just
lot
gonna
of jokes.
Go around that one.
Scanning for Mexicans. Cartman. We've got ourselves a Mexican.
All right,
but
so
anyway,
then when America proves to 616 Strange that, you know, she's from another universe by showing the other Strange's body, and then he just so casually, like, you just saw yourself dead.
And you're just like,
we're buried here. I've buried it worse.
Like, that was some Rick and Morty shit.
Yes, it was.
That was straight out of Rick and Morty.
Like, there's a lot of untold stories in Doctor Strange that we need to know about.
He didn't even flinch.
He told, like, all right, so in Spider-Man, he told Wong that I've done the forget me spell before, right?
Right.
For a party, apparently.
Right.
So, like, what else reckless shit has he done? And then he says, I've buried worse. And, like, and buries his own body.
Like, what?
Then resurrects it as a zombie to use later. Like, this guy has no conscience.
Right. Showed up at the wedding and was like, hey, congratulations on dating, on getting married to a brother. One. Two, just like, hey, you know, I know you just got married, but, still a little bit of magic in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. And then, like, you know, like, are you happy, Steven? And he just flat out lied, like, yeah, I'm totally happy. Yeah. Now let me go outside and fight this monster.
He got saved by Shubagoriath.
Yo, yeah, it was about to be a very awkward party situation, because if the groom had walked up, like, hey, man, why are you pushing up on my girl? And no one remembers who you are. Like, he could have just easily just pulled some shit.
Roscoe, right. With great power great response.
Nah, Doctor Strange could have just been like, you know what? Everybody's ducks. Everybody's ducks now. That's fine. But no, he was like, you know what? This wedding is on. He downed his drink, went outside, and fought a monster. Like, and he just, everybody flips cape, falls off the ledge, Spider-Man style.
Very reminiscent of Iron Man in the first Avengers movie.
Oh, yeah?
Remember Loki throws him off the building and the suit catches him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, man, yo, the cape. Honestly, the cape. His cape was the GOAT of this movie. If you stop and think about it.
He's always been the GOAT. Remember What If?
Yeah. Yeah, picking up Peter Parker, saving the Hulk from Iron Man, Hawkeye, Doctor Strange, Zombie, Black Obsidian, Cold Obsidian. Zombie, what's his face? The one that captured Doctor Strange.
Oh, and
Ebony Maw. Zombie Ebony Maw. And the cape was like, hey Hulk, hey Spider-Man, y'all gotta come with me. Yeah.
Speaking of Ebony Maw, even a scene in Infinity War where Doctor Strange got captured and Iron Man went up in the ship to save him. The cape was there, like, all right, what's the plan, Iron Man?
Right, yeah. The cape is the ride or die of the MCU. Might get some holes blown in me, but hey, I can still fly. We still good. As long as you're under 200 pounds, I can carry you.
That's the limit?
I think so. I haven't seen him carry like anybody of like sizable stature.
But most people in the MCU of sizable stature either can jump so high that they might as well fly, or they can fly. Like,
yeah. But yeah, it's always like
he wouldn't need to carry Thor. Like,
yeah, hell no.
Never have a need. Or the Hulk.
No, I mean, he carried Bruce Banner, but yeah, like, no, it's just random. Anybody, if you weigh less than 200 pounds, I think that's the if you weigh less than 200 pounds, the cape can help out.
So what's the next point in the movie?
Next point in the movie is, you know, we get to, you know, okay, Wanda attacked Carmitage. Wanda broke out of the mirror dimension and captured Wong. Like, everybody in Carmitage is essentially dead except the second goat of the movie. I'm going to stab the book. Wong, it can't be you. It's got to be me.
You know what I said?
The ultimate sacrifice.
You know what I said in the movie when she did that? I was like, that's why she got a toy. Because you remember, like, her toy was out. Everyone's trying to figure out who she was for the movie. That's why she got her toy. She earned that toy.
Yeah, she really did. She really did. Like,
she earned it Darwin style, apparently.
I immediately thought of Darwin. Immediately. Black person getting burnt to a crisp. Immediately thought of Darwin. Oh, man. X-Men. First class. Then, speaking of X-Men first class... Professor X. All right, now we can go through the Illuminati,
now
Chris. I know. He, yes.
Into the mountain.
Into the mountain.
That was a big turn when them big ass monsters came out.
Yeah, I thought.
We're going to bow to the Scarlet Witch. I was like, shit.
I was like, Wong, how you going to do this, bro? You got to fight four demons and the Scarlet Witch? Come on, Wong. I know you can do it. Motherfucker got thrown off a mountain. Survived.
He came back. Then he come back and got like two of them, though.
Yeah, he came back and killed two, along with the help of that's later. But I thought that was it for Wong. I literally thought, but no one's dead in the MCU until you see their
and no one's dead in a Disney movie if they fall from a long height.
You know what? And no one's dead if they die, if they're part of another universe. We'll get to that later. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I meant to put a spoiler alert at the front of this, but you know what? Screw it.
You knew what was going to happen.
You knew.
This segment is called Multiverse of Madness. You knew what was coming.
Oh, man. See, our producer texted us. It was like, hey, yo, I'm about to go see Doctor Strange. Make sure y'all go see it. I responded with, motherfucker, I'm sitting in a theater halfway through the movie. Like, what you talking about? There are two end credit scenes. What are you...
And at the time, I was ordering my tickets online.
Exactly. It was a timeline.
I was literally my wife. All right, baby. These are the seats that are still available. It was six seats available when I ordered my tickets.
I saw it Saturday morning at 10:05. like they hadn't even got the snacks out. Like
I saw Saturday night at 7. Ordered my tickets Thursday night.
Damn.
There were only 6 seats left.
Damn.
2 seats left at a 10 o'clock showing.
God. So our point stands. If you're listening to our podcast, you already know what's up.
Yeah, you were probably watching the movie with us.
Oh man. But
our multiverse version of us.
I had a dream that I saw it.
Oh man.
But maybe
the Illuminati. The Illuminati.
Yeah, we can go to the Illuminati now. So, yes, Peggy, Black Bolt, Reed Richards, played by Jim from The Office.
That was fan service. People were begging for that.
Begging for him. He's perfect. Ever since,
In the 5 seconds that he was alive, he was phenomenal. I was so excited, and then I was like,
what was that movie?
Wasn't it Quiet Place?
Quiet Place. Ever since that movie, everybody's been wanting to see him in more action type movies. Like, he's a quirky character in The Office, like the fan favorite in The Office. But ever since A Quiet Place happened, everybody was like, hey.
How tall is he in real life?
He's about 6'3".
6'3". Because he looked like, whatever they did, he looked tall. Like, before he stretched out, he looked tall.
Yeah.
And that's always been Mr.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, they made him. And yeah, he's a little bit built. That's why I said him. I was like, about time, Mr. Fantastic.
Gave him a beard. Made him look a little rough. Yeah, he had the salt and pepper going on. Like, that was perfect, Mr. Fantastic.
Did you see how he entered the room?
Yeah, like,
a little square opens up. Like, and he comes to the portal. Like,
hey, yo, what's up?
Right up on his seat. Like, everything that he did was so Mr. Fantastic. Like, it was great.
Top tier. Top for the 5-10 minutes we saw him.
And then fantastic. Peggy Carter.
It was a fantastic performance.
Get,
I'm all see myself out now. But anyway, but yeah.
I'm ready for more.
But no, it was a reason that everybody was like, yeah, you kind of need to watch WandaVision. You at least need to watch WandaVision and What If before you go see this. Because we got to see Peggy Carter. I did not care for the Inhumans, but Black Bolt was there as a comic book accurate.
And it was much better than the ABC series.
Yes. Like, comic book accurate representation of the Illuminati from Professor X, Ms. Fantastic, and Black Bolt. Those are the three. And then,
but it's a multiverse version. So
it's the multiverse. They're definitely different versions of the Illuminati out there. Yes, I totally agree. I'm so sorry for everybody that was like, hey, yo, Tom Cruise. I mean, we did get to see a little bit of Tom Cruise in the trailers Top Gun 2 coming.
You know, like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, out of the trailers, I'm slowly remembering the trailers that I saw because I didn't remember half of them.
I really just remember Jurassic World. Jurassic World, we got to see Star-Lord. We got to see Tom Cruise. We got to see the Grandmaster along with Jurassic Park.
Grandmaster and Star-Lord working together.
Yes. We got to see Little Gru. Minions, Rise of Gru. It's a prequel to...
Everybody's doing prequels these days.
Man, look, it's all right. It's
ever all right. Since Black Widow, everybody's been trying to do prequels.
Well, I mean, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings. Yes, prequels out the wazoo. Star Wars with Kenobi. Quick news about Kenobi. It's not going to be Wednesdays. It's going to be Fridays. But the first Friday episode, we're getting 2 episodes of Kenobi.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kind of what they did with WandaVision.
I just, like, Kenobi needs to be heavy Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka. Give me those 3 things, and I don't care what else you do.
You know, and it's gonna be the Inquisitors, bald chick, double blade, Ahsoka's rival.
Yeah,
Ventress.
There we go.
Ventress.
Yeah.
It's gonna be heavy those characters. Maybe a little bit of Dooku because I saw the timeline. This is before Rogue One.
But you couldn't do Darth Maul though. Just because of the way they introduced him.
That's
Obi-Wan met him for the first time.
Yeah, and in Clone Wars, by the time Obi-Wan ran into Darth Maul again, he was an old man. So we probably won't see any of Darth Maul. But this is pre-Rogue One, a little bit of after Clone Wars. Like, maybe, like, the little bit of ending of Clone Wars, but pre-Rogue One. That is the timeline we're looking at for Kenobi.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited.
Death Star building.
Death Star building. The Inquisitors. The whole nine yards. Grievous is out there still somewhere. And Ventress.
Waiting for Obi-Wan to rip his heart out.
Yeah, you know. Know how it is.
But yeah, he lifted his chest plate and shot him with a blaster in the heart.
Yeah, we saw the trailer a little bit, and we saw Obi-Wan with the blaster. We might even see a little bit of Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
A little bit of de-aged, you know. I mean, they did it for Luke for Mandalorian.
So probably Chewie then.
Yeah, Chewie, a little bit of Han Solo. Who knows?
You think they'll bring, what's his name? Childish Gambino. What's his name?
Oh, Lando.
Yeah,
Lando. They could totally bring in Childish Gambino for this. Why not?
They have a lot of potential. Don't fail me.
They haven't failed me. You failed me for the last time.
Rogue One and Solo were the only movies that really failed me with the Star Wars franchise. Like, and the last one.
What's your name? Rey Skywalker. I was like, I'm out. Thank God those are the last words in that movie. So I was like, bitch, you are Palpatine's granddaughter. Think about that.
I had watched a YouTube video that theorized that a long time ago. The first one that came out when you first met Rey and she fought Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
That first fight. They broke down her fighting style and predicted that she was related to the Emperor. I was like, how? And they were right. I was like, you some
bull. But also, who is Palpatine doing the horizontal tango with?
Anybody he wants. The whole Jedi Council was walking around him every day and didn't know he was using the Force. He could trick a chicken to give him some. I'm just saying. Say, you want to have my child?
I want to have your child.
Yeah.
You're going to name her Rey.
Instead of doing the hot candle wax, he just shocks him with the.
Unlimited power!
Oh my god! Hey.
Oh man, I can just see it like she's heading down there. He's like, do it.
Oh my god!
Good.
Why is this? This is terrible. This is terrible.
A couple more minutes and this session will be complete.
I need the Death Star to explode to finish. This is terrible. All right.
All I know is it lasts longer than you're willing to set Death Star. Oh man, if you go back and watch the old Star Wars movies, they're full of one-liners. If you notice,
I have the high ground.
Not those movies. Those actually have like the dialogue flows, but like what is it? When Vader gets behind Luke's ship, he's like, "I have you now."
Oh my god!
Like, a bunch of little one-liners. The hole is only such and such. That's not larger than any swamp rats. I'd be shooting him. Like, what? How did Luke say that thing?
I'll be shooting swamp rats in my backyard all the time. What you mean, dog? hey, future Jedi Master over here. You, plebeian, just fly your ship and be some fodder for me. Suicide Squad.
But back to Illuminati.
Speaking of Suicide Squad, the Illuminati, they were damn near a Suicide Squad.
They were not. They were not prepared.
They were not prepared. So like, essentially, going over
them, so Peggy was pretty cool.
Yeah, seeing Captain Carter was pretty cool.
The jetpack was something that I would have normally said, "Why does she need that?" But
that
it was some, a good addition. It worked.
That was some Howard Stark.
And like she has like her fighting style has a flow to it. Like
yeah,
I like that.
And then she was sneaking around in the fog, like, all right, stealth mission, Peggy. You know what? I felt like Peggy was doing like some off the record missions for the Illuminati. Like, yeah, you can't. Like that was she was some like she was the Bucky. I felt like she reminded me more of Bucky than anything else.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things,
she hit hard too. And I mean, like, because Scarlet Witch had all that magic protecting her, but like. After you just saw a dude's head explode and another one get peeled like a Twizzler, and you went in like that, like
that was some Rock Lee versus Gaara type shit.
And she was all clean with it. For the Scarlet Witch not to pay attention for 5 seconds, and it was over. Like she was on that.
She
ass.
Was on it. And you know what? The shield, Wanda throwing the shield back at her, slicing her in half. What did that remind you of?
What if?
What if when Bucky caught the shield and threw it back at zombie Captain America? I was like, wait, I've seen this before. And then also, I can do this all day. Shut up. Shut up.
That was classic.
Shut up.
They got to have a callback. So they
got
you know
they got MCU has to have his callbacks. Of course. But I was like, shut up. And then for Monica Rambeau to get crushed by a statue, though.
Now, I explained this to my wife because she said the same thing you said. Realistically, if Monica Rambeau, because they don't explain the powers because she was gone.
It's a different universe.
But maybe assuming she has Captain Marvel's powers.
Yes.
Any of that energy magic that Wanda threw at her, that's her power set. She absorbs it and just makes her stronger and she'll redirect it. So I was telling my wife, like, she was like, oh, she knocked the thing down. I was like, if she wouldn't have physically crushed her, you weren't going to beat her. You're not going to beat her with energy blasts.
Yeah. It had to be like a, it had to be more.
Like even when you watch What If, Ultimate Ultron, with all of the stones was struggling with her. He destroyed a whole star system to get her out of there. Like,
yeah, because you can't absorb this.
He kind of Darwin'd her too, I guess. Like, yeah. He gave her more power than she could absorb.
Yeah, it had to be. It had to be something physical to take Captain Marvel out. Yeah. It had to be.
And
I guess Wanda eventually figured that out.
My thing is, if it's a witch coming, because this has always been my argument, they know she's a witch. They know her power set. Maybe they underestimated her power, but they know her power set. Why wasn't Mordo part of that fight?
Because Benedict Cumberbatch pulled some notes from that R616 Sherlock pulled some notes from Tony Stark Sherlock, because I didn't know Doctor Strange had hands like that until he was in the pit with Mordo.
Really?
All right.
So,
like,
this is what you have to realize.
I didn't know he had hands like that.
Beyond
like,
the mystic arts, he was actually trained in martial arts at Carmitage. Like, they actually know, like, when he was, if you paid attention, when he was in the first Doctor Strange movie, Mordo was telling him about the relics and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
The staff of the tribunal, the vaulting boots of Patan, all that kind of stuff. But he was telling him, you have to be ready to defend yourself. These are weapons, but it will also teach him how to fight with the weapons. So, yeah, they all got hands.
Like, I mean, I wasn't expecting, like, anytime we've seen Doctor Strange, it's been magic. After his first training montage, the let's get down to business in the first Doctor Strange. But ever since then, he's just been like, nope, never, magic.
That's the catch. That's the catch to it. Doctor Strange is at such a level that when he uses his magic, nobody gets hands on him.
True. But, yeah, like, I guess like,
he went toe-to-toe with Thanos. And Thanos was only missing 2 stones at that point.
He did, but, I mean, the only person that, like, got into a, sir, I challenge you to a duel of fisticuffs was Iron Man and Captain America.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, like, it was just.
Well, and everybody in the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
He whooped the whole Avengers ass on his way out of the compound.
Was this a worse ass beating? Wanda versus the Illuminati. Thanos versus getting to Wakanda and just mowing down the Avengers. Was Wanda's ass beaten worse than Thanos' ass?
Are you kidding me?
Wanda's was worse.
Wanda's is way worse. Thanos didn't even kill anybody at that point. Like, he didn't kill anybody. He didn't kill anybody until the snap.
Except Vision. Yeah. Except Vision. He definitely killed the hell out of Vision.
In all due respect, he gave Vision life first, and then he took it back.
Damn.
Because he did. He was already dead.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Wanda had a point. Like, hey, yo, I had to kill my true love for this. And
because you gave it a time stone, that meant nothing.
Yeah. Like, so she had every reason to be mad at Dr. Strange. I'm trying to
think of it. You know, Thanos only did with Vision what I've been telling my girls to do with their toys the entire time.
Destroy them?
Put it back like you found it.
Damn. Man, yo. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I actually have a new scar on my foot. Not from a Lego, but from a ring pop. I was walking around.
Ring pops the other day too.
I was walking around their room, putting them to bed. I stepped on a ring pop, and I was like, "Hey, babe, I need you to go get me a Band-Aid and a hot towel." And she's like, "Why?" And I lifted up my foot, and there was a whole ring pop in my foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you notice me limping, that's why. Because I'm not looking where I step. I'm just walking around thinking everything's fine. Nope. It was not. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The Illuminati, though. Like, so my thing is, number one, if you're facing a slightly unknown threat, why
hold back?
I mean, it was Mr. Fantastic. It's like how he is in the comic books. He's very cocky and, you know, he's smarter than everybody. So he really, you know, is like, very
hey, girl. Hey, girl.
But, dude, Black Bolt was the weapon to beat her.
Yes.
And you gave that up
immediately.
Gate.
Immediately.
Shut up.
What mouth? He looked like a deflated basketball.
If you pay attention right after he says that, like when she says, like right before she says what mouth, Black Bolt kind of looks at him like, shut up. Like, why?
Why?
That chick said what mouth. She did the damn the Mr. Agent Smith movie, like, what is the purpose of a call if you don't have a mouth to speak with?
Right. Like, damn. But that being said, honestly, yo, I was laughing. The theater I went to, we were all laughing at Wanda, like, killing the Illuminati. Except Professor X. We were like, aw, damn. We'll get to that in a second.
Because, like, all right, there's no real hole to Mr. Fantastic. Monica Rambeau, yeah, kind of because of Captain Marvel, but they didn't give her enough screen time for you to have emotional tug there.
No.
Nobody liked the Inhuman series. So there was no real hard feelings.
Yeah, no, no. But, like,
my biggest one was Captain Carter. Captain Carter and Professor X. And, but I was pissed at Professor X, too. Like,
I want to help. He did the whole, like, yeah, I'm going to go into your mind, apocalypse style. And still get my ass handed to me.
This is my thing. All right. So this is why I see it. First of all, Mr. Fantastic. His thing is energy weapons and dimensional portways. Why didn't he have any tech with him at all?
Nope. He didn't.
Even if they weren't expecting Wanda at first, you have a Doctor Strange who you know has already destroyed two universes, apparently. Mm-hmm. Well, a version of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what you got to deal with. You have no idea what this guy's going to pull out his sleeve. And you just show up, right? Then, Professor X. You mean to tell me that at any point during that fight, you could have went in her mind, and while y'all are battling her mind, she's frozen? Any of your heroes could have handled her at that point.
Right.
And why did you wait? And you're the last one in a paraplegic. Joe going to come out there last to fight. Like,
not Joe. Not Joe. Like,
come on.
God.
Like, and also, like, all right, so my picture of Illuminati, if I was there helping them plan this Wanda thing. Okay, yeah, maybe the other heroes went out there first. Black Bolt, that caught us by surprise. Fair enough. But Professor X should have been somewhere where he could see that fight. And when he saw that happen to Black Bolt, he should have wheeled his chair into Cerebro and got in her head and shut her down.
Yeah.
And that would have been the end
of it. I mean, look, they had to have. He could have shut it down. You know, damn well, Professor X had his Cerebro set up, like even a miniaturized version of it.
Exactly.
At the Illuminati station.
He had it right there. He press a button and come out the console of his chair.
Exactly. Exactly. My whole thing was like the reason I was laughing, like those deaths weren't consequential. This was another universe.
They're very consequential to that universe. So,
all
right.
Well, okay. So, first of all, one thing I do see coming from this, we all know that Reed Richards' son,
Franklin,
is a variation of Kang.
I think it's further down.
Yeah,
because Reed Richards' son actually is Franklin, which he kind of becomes a
Conjures
celestial.
Conjures universes.
He becomes a celestial eventually.
Exactly, yes.
But, and God, if he would have been there, that would have been a fight to see him versus Wanda. Because that's about
it would have been. It would have been a wrap.
Yeah, they're about equal.
They're about equal.
All right. He can pretty much do anything he can think as well. Gotcha. So it would have been left to the creativity at that point. But a lot of people skip over the fact that our Wanda was trained by Hydra and the Avengers.
Yeah.
More specifically, she was under Black Widow's wing.
Yeah.
So like she has tactic.
And this universe's Wanda had no excuse. Like they killed Thanos. Yeah, Tony Stark didn't sacrifice himself.
Train hard.
She had no reason because Vision was still alive in this universe. I'm guessing. We didn't see Vision, but as far as we know, this Wanda's Vision was still alive because there was no need for a sacrifice of Vision.
Vision was updated his software.
Yeah. We didn't see him at all, but still. Like, so this universe's Wanda had no reason to go off the rails. That's why Captain Marvel was like, you're a little witch.
Yeah, they didn't think it was nothing. But it's my thing, too. So you said it had no real consequence, right?
Yeah.
This is the consequence. All right. Now, the Invisible Woman, Torch, Thing, what's her name? Valeria? And Franklin, the two kids. All right, so them, all of the X-Men, possibly Magneto,
yeah, Professor
possibly
X,
possibly Doom as well, because he's going to see the threat. All of the Inhumans,
yeah.
Mordo and whoever is left from the Mystic Arts,
yeah, have every whoever reason.
Whoever else was an ally to Captain Carter, now see the 616 universe as a threat. That is the consequence.
And there comes in the Secret Wars.
Exactly.
Which was definitely set up because Doctor Strange ran into his girlfriend, his lady, Dormammu's niece.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, yo, you started an incursion? Oh, you used the book one last time and you got that third eye? Nah, there's about to be hella incursions right now. We need to go ahead and stop this. Peter Parker. Yeah. Like this is way more reason for Peter Parker to come back.
That's what I almost wanted to see, but I didn't want to see him die.
Yeah,
but
if Peter Parker showed up,
that was an opportunity to make Andrew's Spider-Man solidify like what universe he's actually in. If he was in that Illuminati universe, even if it was just a scene where you saw him, like that would have been cool when they're falling through universes. Maybe in the background he's fighting a villain or something like that.
Something like that.
Give him a universe, so we okay, this is the universe he's from.
Right.
Going forward, something like that,
but with the Secret Wars, you know, America Chavez is coming back.
Yeah,
with the whole dimensional jumping,
like she gets into her own and knows her powers and all that.
A more
confident
go from Tom Holland to Tobey Maguire type deal. Is that what you're looking for?
Not all the way Toby.
Okay,
Toby's the OG, like, but like. Yeah, like by the time we see her again, she needs to not be like, I can't. I don't know how to use her powers.
She was throwing hands. She was throwing hands with the Scarlet Witch. Oh, my God. There are so many things that could happen. Like, Mr. Fantastic, like, the Kang variant might be coming. Secret Wars is definitely being set up. Your boy from the Evil Dead punching himself in the face. That being said, if you look back at the old Spider-Man movies, he was in Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. He was the wrestling announcer.
All of Sam Raimi's movies.
All of Sam Raimi's movies. Yes, he's in every single one of them. If you take he's the Samuel Jackson to oh my God, was Django Inglourious Basterds. Oh my God, Kill Bill, the director.
Is it Tarantino?
Quentin Tarantino. Yes. They are the same. Hey, I'm making a movie. You want to come with me? Yes. Oh, man. Exciting stuff.
Man, I just thought about something. I'm sorry. I used to have this reoccurring dream that I was falling from space. Something knocked me off a platform and
Could it be your variant traveling through space?
That's what I'm saying. Like, now that I see Dr. Strange, I'm like,
wait a minute. Wait a damn minute. And yo, let's talk about the last Doctor Strange that our 616 Doctor Strange had to throw off a cliff. Like, that Doctor Strange had seen some shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, hey, you know, I've been killing other Doctor Stranges to be the one. And he saw his death. He saw Black Bolt kill himself. And like, I don't know, Defender Strange was just like, it just makes me think like, one day our Doctor Strange might snap.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Not just because.
He used the book. He had the dream walk. He crossed the line. He knew Wong was going to be mad at him, but he needed what in that moment he chose the option. All right. Who can I hurt the least? My dead body.
Yeah.
We've seen him kill Tony Stark. It wasn't on purpose.
It was. But how was it not on purpose? Wait a minute. He saw the future and then he did it. That is on purpose. But it can't be more on purpose than that.
But no, he's even. What's his face? When he was at the wedding, your boy that was like, "Yeah, I lost my cat. I lost my dog. Are you sure there wasn't another way?" We've seen Doctor Strange like, all right, this Doctor Strange is definitely rethinking his options now.
Yeah.
But at some point, when is he going to do it again?
I do feel like him killing Iron Man was kind of like when you're taking a long ass test and you get towards the end and you're just like, I'm just going to mark C. Because I mean, he saw so many different futures. He probably was like, all right, this is good enough.
Yeah. I mean, who knows, man?
I'll still get a passing grade.
Yeah, he was looking for the passing grade. But with America, he was like, I need to pass. Defender Strange was ready to sacrifice America.
Yeah.
Musical, we're just going to call him.
I don't know. Defender Strange was on some evil too. Because at the end of the day, realistically, he could just cut her in the throat and that would have been the end of it. He decided to take her power.
To use it for his own.
It's different. He's taking her.
But even our Doctor Strange said like, like, oh, I don't know how to travel dimensions. He's like, bitch, I can do it. You know what? Nope. Like, he got mad for a second. It was like, I could just take your shit. No.
Is this a child?
And then Wong was like, you're going to kill a child to save your own children? Yo, that's what broke Wanda. When America showed her. When America was like wailing into her through the dimensions, and I'm pretty sure we saw Mustafar at some point, but that last punch where like, nah, I'm just going, I can't beat you, so I'll just give you what you want, type shit, and it was like, and the kids freaked Billy and who I can't remember the other kid's name, Billy and Tommy,
yeah,
it's Billy. Not Drake and Josh, shut up.
Tommy and Billy. Yep.
Billy and Tommy. And they were like freaked out. Like, hey, yo, no, what you do to our mom? Like, and America was smart and was like, nah, this is the Wanda that you took over. You killed the Illuminati with this Wanda. She is tired, bro. Yeah. She like, my I got some is, mad zombie Wanda vibes from that
so
Wanda.
Did the twins have their powers?
It didn't seem like it. In this universe, it didn't seem like they had their powers.
It's like that's what I would have wanted to see was like, what was it? Speed.
And yeah. Wiccan.
Speed and Wiccan. So I would have wanted to see like that moment where they ran up to, you know, kind of cuddle in front of their mom or whatever, mm-hmm. that little scene. Just super speed. And then, you know, the other one maybe put a force field up or something like they're trying to defend her. They didn't have to actually fight or use their power. Just Yeah, these are the kids. You remember them. They have their powers.
My thing was, when Wanda took over, when 616 Wanda took over 818 Wanda, and she like stared at the screen, I was like, oh, nah. Because there is a universe where it's our universe. Like Marvel comic-wise, there's a universe where powers just don't exist.
And you thought she was trying to come into our universe?
Yeah, for a second! I was like, no. I don't need you to be looking at. I don't need you to be looking at me right now, dog. No. I'm sitting here with my popcorn and my cherry coke. Please don't.
When she looked at the screen, I was like, hi.
Hi. Hello, Wanda Maximoff.
Yeah, look as non-threatening as possible. Hi.
I'm not a threat. Hello. Nope. So Chris, like seeing these multiple universes, we know the X-Men exist at this point. We saw Professor X, the X-Men Evolution theme played when Professor X was rolling up. I was like, glorious. I was like, da-da-da-da-da. I was like, hey. So you still think that Phoenix can beat Wanda at this point? Do you still think that after seeing what she did the Illuminati? Yeah.
We're not going to take the Fox movie franchise Phoenix. Okay. That one will get drugged through the water. But, like, comic accurate, like, if Disney Marvel makes a Phoenix, she should still beat Wanda. Mm. Like, she is a cosmic galactic protector. Like, she has, like, a level of power that's beyond, not to mention the fact that she's the Phoenix. So, if she does die, she'll come back. So, I don't see Wanda really beating. I see it being a great.
Wanda's fight. A whole ass Nexus event.
Yeah.
A whole Nexus event.
Which also, that was the other thing I was explaining to my wife. A big part of this movie was Doctor Strange is being more closer to becoming a Nexus being.
He is.
Well.
He definitely is. Causing incursions, killing himself.
I mean, what they say, like a Nexus being is when they're essentially exactly the same. No matter what universe you go to.
Right.
And that's why Wanda's so powerful, because they're all the same, so they kind of link and they have a power in that. And so
616 could totally thrash the other universe's Wanda, though. That, like I said, that Wanda
tried to fight her.
That Wanda hadn't gone
trained.
That Wanda hadn't seen Vision killed in front of her. That Wanda had children of her own. Like, that Wanda was not broken like our Wanda was. But like, our Wanda went through some shit.
If our Wanda fought that Wanda, it would be like Agatha and Wanda. It would be like that fight. How Agatha was schooling her, and this is this, and this is this. But then once she caught on, it was more of an even fight. And then it very quickly turned
around real quick.
But as I'm saying, like, if their Wanda gains access to the knowledge or the experience that our Wanda has, then she would stand a better chance. But as far as just raw power, they're still equal.
Yeah.
She's not going to push herself like our Wanda will. She's not willing to do the stuff our Wanda will do.
Willing to make the big sacrifices like Iron Man. All right, last question. Last question to wrap up Doctor Strange. Is Wanda still alive?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I agree.
I'll put money on it, because for one, if you've watched any movie ever, I mean, you know that if you don't see them physically die, they're not dead.
Also, the whole teleport. We saw a red flash when the building was crumbling down. And where else did that red flash happen? In WandaVision, when she just teleported around the, let's say map, teleported around the map while she was fighting Agatha.
Was she playing Call of Duty now?
Fortnite? Mean, she had a small town. I saw like three Call of Duty maps in Westview. So Wanda, we think Wanda's still alive. All right. Cool beans. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe, my co-host, Chris. And Chris,
why does he set me up like this?
I don't know.
Remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
All right.
Cue the band.
Cue the band.
1, 2, 3.